This is a Pierre Ragu, avec with another fairy tale for those many of you who speak all right French. This is la story, la fable, of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In the suburbs of Budapest, Hungary, there once lived a beautiful queen. Her name was Queen Zsa-Zsa. This Queen Zsa-Zsa ruled with an iron fist. The fingernail polish was galvanized zinc. This queen was not what you call popular with her subjects in Budapest because she was always taxing the pauvre peasants. The new paprikash tax was about to go into effect, and the peasants were très triste, most unhappy. But this does not bother this wicked Queen Zsa-Zsa, whose only concern was to look beautiful. In the duplex apartment in a local palace, she had several gigantic dressing rooms. Two rooms were full of perfumes such as L'Amour Monsieur, Paris Nights, and 12 bottles of the most expensive set called Oy Vey. One room was for cosmetics, with three closets filled with night cream, which were constantly watched by a huge man. One day, just after Queen Zsa-Zsa had thought of the paprikash tax, she was sitting in dressing room 11, putting on some real eyelashes. She had just cut off a peasant. When she looked into a mirror, she said, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" "Speak up," said the queen to the mirror. So the mirror said, "I tell you plain, no fault at all, you look like heck, but Snow White's a doll." "Son of a gun," says the queen in Hungarian. "I will fix this little nobody." So she called the captain of the guard, Herman Feldman. "Hello, Queen," said Herman Feldman. "Hello, Feldman," said the Queen. "I wish you would take this little Snow White out into the deep forest and lose her." "Okay, Queen," said Captain Feldman. And they went to fetch little Snow White. "Come on, kid," he said, "we're going for a walk in the woods." "Oh, yeah?" said the little Snow White. "She wasn't born yesterday. Besides, I hardly know you." "Knock it off," said Herman. So Snow White and the guard went for a promenade in the deep woods. After they'd run a few miles, Captain Feldman stopped and said, "Look, baby, I'm going back. I think I left the iron on." "What shall I do in the meantime?" said Snow White. "Get lost," said Feldman. And off he went. Snow White began to get very discouraged. There was no sign of human beings, no one inside, just a deathly silence. She walked until she came to a small cottage in the woods. It was all alone. She opened the door and went inside. "Très déshabille, très déshabille." "Qu'est-ce que c'est donc?" said Snow White. So she plugged in the vacuum and she went to work. About 2 hours later, the door opened and 7 little dwarfs came in. Dark, Sneezy, Hoppy, Grumpy, Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. "Hey, look, Shorty," said Snow White to Happy. "I cleaned up this crummy joint." "Who asked you?" said Happy, giving her a backhand across the head. "What's for dinner?" "Well," detailed Snow White, "I've made some capon under and over glass, tossed Caesar salad, and chocolate eclair," said Snow White. "Here's some food," said Sneezy, giving her a forehand across the head. After dinner, the 7 dwarfs, Doc, Sneezy, Grumpy, Happy, Edgar, Allan, and Poe, went to a movie. Meanwhile, back at the Cobos Manor, the apartment of the queen, the mirror had turned stupid and squealed that Snow White was still the candidate by the Garment Workers Union for Miss Seersucker for 1956. So the queen went to her grocer and she bought a poison apple. "One poison apple, please," she said. She beat it up to the dwarf's house, carefully disguising herself as a butcher, knocking on the door with a pound of veal cutlet. She spoke to Snow White. I understand you would like to buy some inexpensive chicken livers." "You got the wrong place," said Snow White. "Have an apple anyway," said the queen, and she left, dragging her pot roast behind her. Snow White thought there was something funny about the apple when she did not see the seal on it, and she was suspicious of the little worm inside taking out the seltzers. But she was hungry, so she bit the apple anyway. When the 7 dwarfs, Doc, Dotty, Sneezy, Grumpy, Jean, Cameron, and Swayze returned, they decided to bury Snow White. as the room looked untidy with her lying dead on the floor, you know. As they were hauling her to a suitable place away from the house, a prince rode up on a large white-on-white horse. "Don't dig that chick," says the prince. "Let me kiss her a couple of times. I'm out on a weekend path." "All right," said Happy, "but don't smear the makeup. We don't want talk in this neighborhood. This is a residential district." After the prince kissed her, Snow White blinked. Eyes go like this, and she sits up. She said, Where am I? Who kissed me?"
"I did," said the prince.
"What have you been eating?" "Phew," said Snow White. Okay, that's a long de the Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs, le Jeu Bécalon, Jeu Tosse. The Jeu Bécalon, Pierre Agousse, et au revoir.